Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Fun Tuesday show ahead of us here. It's merch day at the old studio here on Drinking Bros podcast. Checking out the new merch in the store on DrinkingBros.com. Hard AF Seltzer beanies. Boom. Look at that. Hard AF Seltzer hoodies. Boom. These colors don't run. Boom. All up in your face, dude. Store's back, baby. Store's back. When does the bro box start?
March 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were you clearing your throat like that for?
Well, we'll be sending out an email about that. A lot of people have been asking, but the email will essentially tell you if all your information is correct in the system, you don't really have to do anything.
Oh, great.
If you want to start it back up.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Then we'll turn that back on. If you canceled before or if you need to change information, you'll have like probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks to do that.
Okay, fantastic.
The end.
Looking forward to it here. We're going over all the merch in the studio. Also, for those of you who didn't watch yesterday's show on video, you can see Hope Solo's asshole right up there behind me. Perfect. Look at that. And I was stunned when I walked into the studio today to find out that we're going to see potentially Rachel Dolezal's asshole today. And I don't know if that's more shocking than she's becoming a teacher, I guess.
God willing.
I hope so.
Maybe we should start a carousel for the intro of different assholes. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get pigeonholed to one asshole.
Are we creating a new kink and a new genre of it, of just asshole pics? Because I don't remember this being a thing.
The hubris you have to think that we invented human beings' love of assholes.
But this close. The other guys didn't have this type of technology back in the day. Okay? Like, they just didn't have it. We actually have that technology now, and we're utilizing it in the correct manner.
We have the technology. We can rebuild him.
That's it.
This is a $6 million asshole.
It sure
is. What we're talking about. Bob, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
Bob, $6 million asshole.
That's what we're going with here, and I don't know who's Joel, in can the you, lead
can
right
Joel,
now.
Like, fucking make us a picture of Lee Majors? And it says the $6 million asshole. Maybe he's wearing a t-shirt that's got Hope Solo's asshole in the front
of
it.
Well, that would be nice. Are we going to be selling asshole merch anytime soon?
I don't see why not.
Would people know what it is, I think?
Well, somebody sent us that, so they definitely know what it is.
Well, because they watch on Patreon, and let's face it, on Patreon we can be discussing and do whatever we want.
Well, if you didn't watch,
including today,
if you didn't watch the show yesterday, you should explain to them what's behind you right there, just for anybody that didn't catch it.
Yeah, if you didn't capture it.
We still haven't heard, by the way, from whoever made this
sent
goddamn
it.
Thing.
It's the Obama poster that says Hope. Obviously, the Hope in this one is Hope Solo. And it's the very first, what would you call this? Asshole vag double shot that we've ever seen sent to somebody?
Not that I've ever seen.
I've never seen it. Look, pan up again. I've never seen someone put the camera down to catch the asshole pussy and then their face on top of it. That's really hard because your arm's got to be super long. In this, like, you really gotta.
She was using a selfie stick, I think.
Oh fuck! I didn't even
like
think
a
about
Japanese
that.
Tourist, bro. Yeah.
Also, could
taking
be
taking a picture of her asshole, pussy, and face all at the same time.
Could be. What I don't know what your
friend
that is? Apple Watch.
Where do you put the watch?
Oh, you mean like put the phone down and use your watch to snap it, or you could use the delayed fucking whatever.
Bob, I thought. Oh god, this is dumb, but I'll go ahead and say it anyways. I thought you meant she put the watch on her ankle like an ankle monitor and then, you know, was able to click it because she was a goalie, a world-class goalie. She can stretch, and I'm sure she's very nimble. So that wouldn't be terribly shocking if that's what it was. But then you guys drop a Dolezal on me today. So let's start with the title of the show. Is she a teacher that is teaching America's youth right now? Is that real? Read it out, Bob. What does it say?
Yes. Rachel Dolezal is currently a teacher in the Catalina Foothills School District in Arizona.
Whoa. What is she teaching there? Do we know?
Pull up the Daily Mail story.
Please do. This is the first I've heard about this, and I'm shocked. Because what do you do here? When somebody's on OnlyFans first before they go into teaching, and we all know she's on OnlyFans, is that even allowed?
I thought that was one of the reasons she got hired.
And it very well could be, but I didn't think we were there yet.
Nobody, she's clearly not qualified to be in charge of other people.
But you and I have done this, what, four or five of these stories where these teachers are getting fired for having OnlyFans?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm surprised. This is the first known one that is like, hey.
Not just teachers, though. I mean, nurses, mm-hmm. we know some.
Yeah.
One in particular.
Yeah.
Cheerleaders, NFL cheerleaders.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of whom is dating a friend of ours. That happened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, this shit happens, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to deal with it is to, you know, not sell pictures of your butthole on the internet.
I mean, she's making a lot of money. Is it the worst move for her? Probably not after everything that happens.
It's probably the worst move.
Yeah. I don't think it is. If you're going to fake being black for most of your adult
yeah,
life.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, once you've crossed the Rubicon there, there's no reason to fucking look around, look left and right before you cross the street. You just go.
Yes. Yeah. You just keep going, dude. So for her, all of this makes sense until we got to the teaching part. That's where I have a problem with this. And the problem isn't her teaching. She might be a wonderful teacher. I don't know her teaching style, but it's the dads now who have to pick their kids up and be like, man, I have seen the inside of your asshole. If that exists. And we'll get to it in a second. Does it?
Yeah.
Is this her right here? Come on. All right. We can't show that on Patreon, I don't think, right? Oh. Okay. Is my wife still here?
Yeah.
Jesse, you back there? No, I don't think she is.
It's not a bad asshole.
It looks great. It's a great asshole. I wanted to just make sure my wife wasn't still here. But guys, there's nothing wrong with that asshole. I know Delco's the biggest hater in the world and will have some comment on
no,
this.
No, I was going to say, when we were looking at photos of her OnlyFans pre-show,
yep.
The body's surprising.
I know.
Yeah, her face is all
okay,
fucked
go back
up,
to but... the feet one, Bob, because I know you're a foot guy there. Those little stompers, though,
ooh,
are
boy.
Disgusting,
yeah,
dude.
Not great.
Yeah, that's...
Those little are piglets are...
Feet.
Those
she
are...
But the thing about feet is, if they're just... They either have to be super cute
mm-hmm.
or fucked up. Either one is good. If they're just ordinary looking feet, then nobody cares. But if you've got weird, stumpy feet or big ass or long toes or
yeah.
something like that, people will buy your fucking feet pics.
This, though, right here, these remind me of
Prince Charles fingers.
Yeah. Yeah. If you just put a ring around one of those things, you'd think she has a fucking disease.
But then this photo, like, obviously the face, not great, but the body, surprising. Just surprising.
So the face is not great because the angle's too close and they shot up a little bit or whatever and she smashed her head back. Shouldn't do that. Are we giving credit to Fapello.com?
Fapello's where we got the butthole, yeah.
This is great. Where you get...
Because I want to make sure they get their credits. They're at Fapello.
They always leak OnlyFans content on that website.
Awesome. Yeah. So big fan then of Fapello.com. Not a sponsor if you'd like to be. We're interested. All right, so look, the bottom of those little stompers are all right if you just can't see the top of them. Like, those look like normal feet from the bottom. That's a fun pick right there that you could probably see in a reflection on the screen behind me off of one of those jerseys. That's not a bad time. That's not a bad time, guys. Bar's closing. That's not a bad one.
Not a lot of outer labia, which,
What's the tattoo on her ass, Bob? It looked like a swastika.
No, it's a Black Power fist, I think.
Is it really?
No, it's not.
Oh.
It does say justice above it.
Wow. What are those rings? Are those incarceration bracelets? Or are those just a fun, flirty thing that she came up with?
I think that's a chain.
I think it is, too, of like a slavery chain.
Well, her people were in chains. They were. Understand.
Yeah, they were enslaved. And so can that booty. And booty can be enslaved as well. Now we're starting to get somewhere, Bob. Okay. All right. All right.
That's not great.
That's not horrific. Like, if you didn't have to see her face or fingers. She's got weird fat fingers and fat toes, but the rest of the thing is, I mean, that's, you know, it's a Giorgio special. It's a Giorgio special right there. And you're not going to be angry about it the next day. You'll probably get a nice meal on the way out. A little egg and bacon sandwich, you know, with some cheese on it. Hopefully on an English muffin. Maybe just one coat of mayo on there. To say thanks for playing the night before, and then you're on your way. But, you know, she's probably making some decent coin out of this. And now that she's teaching in Arizona, every father will subscribe to that. So she's just increasing her subscribership on OnlyFans there. Rachel Dolezal, dude, is having a second half comeback here.
They allow you in the public education system to have an OnlyFans?
Look, this is what I talked about earlier. I'm shocked. So who did this? Where is it at in Arizona? Do we know? Bob's still looking at asshole pics. I saw the one I needed to. I don't need to go back, Bob. We're all good. You showed the best of her asshole there.
It just looks like the hands don't belong to the body.
They don't.
No, those look like old lady hands.
Well, they're just fat fingers and fat toes. It's very strange.
Like it looks like someone's. It looks like someone's grandmother is pulling apart
a younger asshole.
The ass cheeks. Yeah.
A 26-year-old's asshole. Yep. I agree on that one there. But let's get into the school here. What school is this, and what is she teaching? Is she teaching elementary, high school?
Photography.
Did you imagine?
Why not?
All the kids are the ones that are popping up the OnlyFans pics. Holy shit. Well, she changed her name too.
Oh, yeah. She definitely changed her name.
To Nkechi Diallo, which is.
Come on, man. Come on.
Mother of
Christ. It's a name from the Igbo language of Nigeria, and it means what God has given or gift of God.
That gift, in this case, is
spread
her
asshole. Yeah. But, spread asshole is her gift from God.
She knows she's white, right?
No,
she's still hanging on.
Find a picture
of
her parents, Bob. It's on the internet.
It's really funny. They're like gingers, right? Aren't they? Like one of them's got like red hair, bright red hair.
I don't remember.
But like she was exposed. She doesn't have to keep the act up.
No. Yeah, those are her parents right there. Look at how fucking white these people are, dude.
I mean, that dad is the whitest white man. Fuck, I mean, yeah, the mom, dude, too, honestly.
He's fixing your pipes, dude, in Texas, man, after a freeze.
She's yelling at a fucking Starbucks employee.
Yep.
This screams there's a model train set in the basement.
Uh-huh. And then her, I said Frappuccino, not cappuccino. You cunts. I won't forgive you. Give me a gift card, you fucking cunts. I wasted my time. Although she was doing nothing that day, but going to Hobby Lobby. What school is this and what grade? Also, what subject? Is there a subject there?
I'm still trying to find that out. Libs of TikTok broke it.
I got to know the answer
Let's see here. She's an after-school instructor, it's saying.
All right. The guidelines are a little looser for that.
Yeah. And then,
like that asshole.
No, that asshole's not loose.
I'm kidding. No, it's a good asshole so far. No. So far, it's a good asshole. Who's the black dudes in that picture with her right there?
Other members of the Washington chapter of the NAACP that she was president of.
Oh, gotcha. Boy, that looks like the before of a train video, doesn't it? You know?
Well, funny you should mention that because she does have a post on here on this little wall of videos that says, the double penetration video from this red lingerie collection just posted to your DMs.
Wow, dude.
She's going for it.
Yeah, you're going double penny on OnlyFans. Chances are, dude, she's winning at life and making some bank.
I think she has a good OnlyFans, too, because she says... she's got a, she missed Thursday. Sorry I missed yesterday, fam. Was sick. To make it up to you, I sent a butt plug video as well. The second highest vote count, also coincidentally in a red lace set, but topless outfit. Have a great Friday night with the two videos.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of people out there who did have a good Friday night, Bob, because of her. And now she's teaching an after school program there. Usually it's like some type of detention, you know, or a bonus of like a play. Maybe she's hosting she's
hard to say. Yeah. I mean, it seems kind of like she should be in detention.
I think there's a video coming out on OnlyFans where she is in detention and you get to watch that next Friday night.
I'm all set on that. Thank you.
You know,
I'm going to skip it
at the end of the day here. And we got our merch guy in the studio. He made a hat for me that said, that'll play with my face on it. And I'm going to use the same thing for Rachel Dolezal there. Like, it's not the worst. You can do much worse in this life, and I'm sure everyone in the studio has at some point. So with Dolezal, if you get rid of those stompers and those, you know, stumpy little sausage fingers, not the worst, you know, let's say it's Tuesday, it's a slow night on campus, and you're like, all right, shit, it's 1:55. Who is this? Whose mom is that? Yeah, all right, fuck it. Let's go. So I'm not going to shit on her for everything she's doing. Although you can get her to shit on you for the right amount of money on OnlyFans. All you got to do is donate over there. I wish there was a number attached to it. Because when you pull up the site, it doesn't tell you how much they're making, right? Google how much she's making on OnlyFans.
I mean, I have her OnlyFans up here, and it, yeah, I'm not sure it tells you the amount of followers she has. She has 611 posts. I mean, 29 likes on her latest post. She charges $9 or $10 a month. Sorry,
$10 a month.
54 likes, 78 likes, 59 likes, 41 likes.
But when you're posting that much content like we do, that's about the right. So I would say, based on those likes, she's probably got about 5,000 followers at $10 a piece.
No way.
Yes. Yes.
You're only getting what? Wait, how many? Like
54 likes.
She's getting 1% engagement.
I don't
on naked pictures. That seems unlikely.
Here's the thing, though. I don't really necessarily think you want to. You press the like on something like that. You're there to jack off and get out of there.
Maybe
people don't hammer the like button like you do on YouTube or something like that. When you're getting this much content, how many posts does she have? Over 600.
She's got 563 photos and 207 videos. So her page overall has 45,000.6 likes, but I don't know if that's people who follow her or if that's like the likes added up from all her
and
posts.
Those videos are like little trailers or small amounts. You have to like pay more for the full videos.
Oh, I found the number. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Rachel Dolezal is one of the top earners on OnlyFans in 2021. She was earning $9.34 million per month.
That's a lot more than 5,000, I would imagine, right?
Shit.
Why is
dude.
She teaching?
I don't know. Is it just to get more exposure then at this point? Because we're talking about it.
Why is she even still doing it?
I don't know.
If she earned $9 million a month in 2021, wow, you don't need to work again for the rest of your life.
Wow. Holy shit. Who is this fucking Daily Beast? They didn't even know Daily Beast still existed. Race Faker. Rachel Dolezal's new side hustle is OnlyFans, and she is killing it. God damn, dude. Yeah. This makes her one of the top, dude. That's unbelievable. Her and that bad Bobby chick, Bob, she's one of the top ones as well. And as soon as she turned 18, she turned on the OnlyFans. And now she's pregnant and knocked up with some stranger, which is not a huge shock there, obviously. But man, that's fucking wild, dude. Rachel Dolezal is that fucking rich, man. You could pretend to be black, get canceled, go on OnlyFans, and then rake in that kind of money. Only in America, dude. Only in America.
Yeah, you got to wonder who's now. Who's been canceled recently that could start an OnlyFans? Male or female, I guess.
Did dudes make that kind of cash, though?
I don't know, man, to be honest. Probably only if they do crossover full porn scenes with popular OnlyFans chicks, I would guess. Right? Uh-huh. That's probably the only way a dude could, unless it's like all gay stuff.
Yeah, just lean into the gay stuff.
Yeah.
I know one of the people they're trying to push into doing like videos is homegirl. She still hasn't given us her fucking dog, but Paige Van Sant. So she has a massive OnlyFans, but it's just photos right now. Those videos, though, would ramp it up like millions and millions and millions of dollars. And I know it's been requested a bunch of times. So. Who knows until that hits, but for dudes, I don't know anybody that's really raking in. Island boys, I guess, but they have to fuck each other and suck each other's dicks.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
I mean, that's just two brothers.
It seems like an international incident, to be honest.
It should be.
Yeah,
it should be. Speaking of an international incident here, the Senate just just passed a fun new bill. Now, this won't clear Congress, from what I'm told, right? For this new...
No, there's no way.
Okay.
No.
Because this is fucking shocking, dude. 22 Republican senators actually voted for this as well, to give an $86 billion aid package to Ukraine and Israel. What the fuck are we doing, dude?
Mitt Romney said it was the most important vote he's ever taken in the Senate.
He's one of the 22.
Yeah. Like, if the most important vote you ever do in Congress is to send money to another country, then you might be in the wrong country. Job.
In the wrong country over yeah. here. I don't fucking get this whatsoever. One of them, by the way, is the John Cornyn, mm-hmm. The senator from Texas. What a yeah. fucking piece of shit human being that guy is.
Like, yeah, well, I mean,
you live in the state, though, where we're getting invaded.
Yeah.
Let's just give our fucking money away to other countries so they can stop getting invaded, but we can't? Fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't understand it, to be honest. I know that I've heard a lot from people this morning, actually. People who run... who have run his like traditional historical whatever anti-Rhino political PACs that are all going to start targeting him, Tom Tillis in North Carolina, a lot of these guys.
Yep, Tom Tillis was another senator that voted for that yep. piece of shit. Get him out of there.
Yep,
all 22 of them gone. Bob, pop up that list. I want to see if anybody shocked me. Obviously, we live in Texas, so Cornyn's been really fucking slammed today here in Texas because of it. I'm curious who the others are. Mitt Romney, I know, is one of them. Tom Tillis and Cornyn. Ted Cruz was not one of them.
No. No, he was busy eating queso, I think.
Down in Mexico.
The bill made the tactical mistake of not calling his wife ugly publicly, because you can't really get Ted Cruz to support anything until you call his wife a fucking dog.
That's true.
Wait, who did that?
Trump. Donald Trump.
Trump did, yeah.
Eh.
Trump said his wife is ugly. She's not.
What's his wife look like? Right.
It's not
like
great.
A wife.
It's yeah. like a normal.
Like a wife.
Like Ted Cruz's wife. It's not a supermodel. A guy a super with a wife model.
Just said he may want to fucking
just call his dial wife back there. Dog. Like boy.
Yeah, who are the 22 on this? I bet you can find this in about 2 seconds. Repubes. Who are the 22 Repubes on here who fucking did this bullshit? This is crazy. All right, I got it here. All right, Senator John Boozman. I enjoy the last name. Don't know the person. Launch him into the fucking sun. Senator Shelley Moore Capito. Don't know who that is.
Nope.
Same trebuchet. Let's get you the fuck out of here. Senator Bill Cassidy. That one rings the bell. Susan Collins. No shock there. She's always been a piece of shit. John Cornyn. Piece of shit. Gone. Kevin Cramer, get him the fuck out of here. Mike Crapo, should have known before you elected him with the last name Crapo. This is what was going to happen here. Joni Ernst, another fucking cunt, get her out of here. Chuck Grassley, god damn, is that fucking guy still alive? How old is Chuck Grassley?
He's got to be in his fucking late 70s, right?
Chuck? I would say 80s. He's really old. I'd say he's like 83.
He is 90.
Holy fuck! Are you kidding?
He was born in 1933, so he'll turn 91 in September.
Yeah, and let's take this fucker. Put his picture up on screen here.
Yeah, look, let's just put Jimmy Carter back in, dude.
At this point,
if we're like for real, if we're gonna have, and I'm including Trump in this at 77. If we're gonna have these geriatric people who are fucking just like saying angry shit all the time. I don't like that. We've overplayed the curmudgeon-y, angry, old, senile man enough. Let's get in Nosferatu, right? He's going to live forever.
Sure.
Make him the president for life,
yep.
And let's just get this over with. Jimmy Carter is Julius Caesar, right?
Could be.
And then we can do a play.
Yeah.
He'll star in it.
Yep.
Because he doesn't have to move because he can't.
Have to do anything.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's not that he doesn't have to. He can't move.
Can't physically move. He can still swing a hammer.
You sure can.
Where the fuck have you seen him swing a hammer?
He's in the bedroom, in his workshop. Like he's swinging.
I don't think he's swinging the hammer in the bedroom anymore because the love of his life is gone.
I'm sure, though. There's like Frosty over there. He called a
rebound.
Somebody.
Do you think that he's got a rebound? Who do you think it is?
He
brought in Hillary's old, what was that name? Wiener's fucking girlfriend, Huma Abedin.
Yeah, it's probably Huma. Yeah, dude. She still wants to be in the political.
He's
scene.
Lighting her ass up now.
I mean, to bring it full circle.
Trying to make a new. They have somebody's got to get Jimmy Seed in him.
You know sure
I mean?
Does.
I mean, to bring it full circle with the hammer, it's probably Pelosi, right?
Or Bernie Sanders. Maybe he's fucking going to do the last half gay.
Who knows?
He's going to go to 180 years old.
Yeah, Jared Taylor's gay now. A lot of people have been asking, like, yeah, he switched over to gay and he's doing the back half gay.
Well, I don't think that's a rumor. That's just a fucking fact.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, that's true. But with Chuck Grassley here, he's what, 91?
90.
He will be 90 if he makes it to September.
Okay, if. That's
looks
a,
good,
that's
though.
A big if.
Yeah, he no, looks, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. 90.
That's not from when he was 90.
No, that was earlier. That was when he was 70.
No, probably. He's 90 now. Yeah. He'll be 91 in September.
Yeah.
God fucking damn it, man.
So with this, your last bill on Earth, potentially, that you signed was to give all of the country's money away to Ukraine and Israel and in a Gaza aid package for the terrorist group that fucking murked a bunch of people, innocent people, at a festival. And you're like, you know what? I still want to give them money and aid because I give a shit. Fuck all these people.
Yeah.
This guy can't die quick enough today. If he's if I had my fucking dream, let's go there today. Fuck it. For Chuck Grassley, if I had my dream on this earth, he'd go into a Benihana's at lunch, right? Just take a fucking nice Benihana's lunch, get a couple of those drinks with the umbrellas in them, and get a Rocky special. I really want them nice and full. I want the steak. I want the shrimp. I want the chicken. I want the fried rice. I want all the things inside of that bowl. He's had 2-3 drinks in him. He's got all this sodium from the fucking Benihana's meal, dude. And then he just walks outside full of shit, full of sodium and mahi-mahis and whatever. Well, all the fucking things that he's had here. The fish is excellent there, too. And I didn't mean to leave that off there. Throwing some mahi-mahi on the side. What I really want is a Mack truck to hit him and then just wash his fat, just skin body explode. Full of soy sauce and whatever that secret cream sauce they have is.
The white sauce?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what that is.
No one knows what it is, but it's the greatest. And they actually sell it at HEB here, which I'm a big fan of. I just want to see that fucking body explode where you know that he didn't chew through one of the shrimps because his teeth are so fucking old and the dentures probably didn't hit him. So you can catch one full shrimp in midair flying out of his body as he gets hit by a Mack truck. Soy sauce coming at you, so it's just a mixture of blood and soy sauce all over you. That's what I wish would happen to Chuck Grassley today, but no such luck.
I'll be kinder and gentler.
Okay,
which is what I'm known for.
Yeah, obviously.
Maybe he just gets head to death after that big meal, and we send him out like, you know, your fucking lifelong family dog is getting ready to die. Take him out for some cheeseburgers and then get him put down or something.
I think it's too easy. And I think maybe because I just saw a scene last night in True Detective where somebody gets their head blown off and they don't see it, where I'm like, all right. Mm. I remember thinking to myself last night, I was like, all right, not a bad way to go out. If you don't know, you don't know, right?
Yeah. Speaking of True Detective, have you watched any of the new season?
Yes. I'm all caught up as of last night.
It's not bad.
It's really good.
I mean, it's not as good as one, but nothing will ever be that good.
No, but...
People are getting, like, Sagar Netty's been talking about, like, why can't they recreate the magic? Because it wasn't the script. It was Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
Like, find that magic again. You know what I mean? It's like, if you brought back Mel Gibson and Danny Glover to do one, it would probably be just as good as season one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like two guys that are, one, great actors, and then two, generally enjoy each other and play off each other that well. Then it would be great again. Jodie Foster's really good in this season.
She's great.
I don't like all the fucking
Indian people.
The native stuff. Like, I just don't relate to it, but it's not bad.
Mm. No, it's not bad. Here's the thing. They're all terrible actors. So if you watch the natives on Yellowstone or any movie, for example, they're all terrible because they've never acted before. Therefore, all the edits, the dialogue is coming from off screen. So Jodie Foster's got to react to it. And you're just like, all right, cool. I know you're shitty actors. But it matches with the story and where they are and all that other stuff, so you have to get them. But it is very, very good. And that was my first thought of like, all right, not a bad way to go out. But for Chuck, no, I want to physically see him get hit by this truck. And then just hopefully, like, the last word was like, Ukraine! And then his whole body explodes everywhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can send his body over there and they can eat that or something.
Yeah.
Like, he can do a final contribution, or we can liquidate his entire estate and take all the money that would have gone to his children and grandchildren and send it over there. Cause that's what he's doing to the American fucking people right now.
I agree. And you had the best idea last week or the week before on the show where you said, you know what? All the people that are voting for this, should have to go over there.
That's Jared's idea.
Oh, was it Jared's? Yep. They should have to go over there on the front lines and hang with those people for how
long?
Or
send their kids.
Yeah, send their kids.
Yep.
And just say, hey, man, look, guys, we really believe in this fight against Russia. And if they are the boogeyman, you're worried about them taking over the world, fine. Send your children over there to the front lines, Chuck Grassley. And then have them live it out and just see if it is, right? I mean, really fight for it if you're going to fight for it. If you're willing to throw all of our fucking taxpayer money away, not help the invasion that's going on or a current border and all that other shit, and you really believe in these causes, send your children over there to fight for it because it's that important for America.
You might need to send his grandchildren, to be quite honest.
Oh, you're right. Shit.
Or great-grandchildren, to be honest.
His oldest is probably 70 at this point.
Maybe.
If he's 91... That's a little. That's a motherfucker back in the day. You were having kids at like 19 back then, just because you were washing your clothes in the river, beating them against rocks so to get dry.
You talking about the kids?
No, them too. Or but the laundry. Clothes. The
Chuck
laundry.
Grassley has a 40-year-old grandson.
So great grandkids.
6 years older than me. Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ. You and I could be fucking Chuck Grassley's grandchildren, dude.
He's also apparently in a feud with the History Channel.
Over his own life?
Because he was there.
They're like, can you please die so we could run this special?
He was there. He was the only one who was there who saw it. It was just like, no, you got that wrong. I told them blacks to get off the fucking diner. Like, get off the diner chairs, okay? It was segregated back then. How many N-words do you think Chuck Grassley has dropped in his life?
It depends on how far back he goes in politics, because the Republicans would have been on the right side of history for some amount of time until like the mid-50s, maybe.
Right, but that's when he was alive.
Well, he was born in the 30s, so yeah, I think he would have come into politics. Let's see, member of the Iowa House of Representatives from Butler County. In 1959, I think by then the Republicans were still like...
That would have been Eisenhower.
Yeah, they were, I think, more or less non-committal on the civil rights stuff for the most part.
Eisenhower was sort of a soft launch on it. Like, yeah. It started under Eisenhower a little bit, then Kennedy kind of made that an issue du jour, and then obviously Johnson signed the act.
They, Kennedy only did it because he wanted to get black people to vote for him.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
And it worked for 60 years.
But what's his gripe with the History Channel other than being there and them not getting it right?
He just thinks it's bad, I guess.
The History Channel?
Yeah. Literally, this is a story from April 2019. Senator Chuck Grassley resumed his feud with the History Channel on Saturday with sarcastic praise for the channel's choice to air a documentary series on Americans who colonized, settled, whatever you want to call it, the Central and Western United States. I guess he thinks it's ahistorical or something. Or he joked there was finally some real history on the History Channel. Yeah, he's just for years been like, the History Channel sucks ass.
Well, to that he's not wrong.
He's not as good as it used to be.
I know. I sold a couple shows there, and towards the end, well, they're still going now, but towards the end of my being in Los Angeles there, they were looking for like gun shows, fucking sword shows, shit like that. Like nothing in regards to like real history. You know what I'm saying? It was just kind of like, oh, maybe we can incorporate a historical element into this. And you're like, all right, man.
Well, remember, TLC used to be like knee surgeries and shit.
Yep.
Now it's like, I don't, like retards getting married. Well,
TLC now stands for the Little People Channel because that's all it is. It's midgets. All they do is midgets.
Oh, no. It's actually ironic you say that because they also have humongous people.
Do they? Well,
the fatties.
But no normal size.
Oh, you're
people,
right. Yeah. They just can't have a normie
in
there.
My 3,000-pound life or my 3-foot life. Like, well, that's the only two
both
things.
Both of those are fetishes.
Wait, so, is that autistic show on there, too?
Probably.
They got one on Netflix.
What's it called? Love?
Down for Love.
No, Love on the Spectrum's Netflix, right?
So, yeah, but they have another one called Down for Love as well.
Oh, it is Netflix now. But did it start on TLC, because it feels like a TLC show.
It does.
I'm just going to fucking... No. I'm just going to read you these shows.
TLC has a show that's like the girl looks like she's 12, but she's 30.
And is she married. The one that stabbed her fucking foster family one. Or whatever?
I think she looks like she's like 8, actually.
Yeah. And she goes in like sex shops, and that's the whole gig. Yeah. That's all right. The whole what? Bit.
Here's TLC shows.
Okay.
1,000-pound sisters, my 600-pound life, 90-day fiance is kind of their big one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But that's the fat guy who's gone viral for that face.
What's his name? Big Ed?
Yeah. Yeah, even I've never seen the show, and we both know his name.
I've never seen it either.
We both know his
name.
But
I've seen the memes, right?
Same here.
My main interface with the world is memes.
That's
to
it.
Be honest. Like, I don't watch anything.
No, but I know who Big Ed is, and I've never seen 1 second of that show.
And then this one came up first, but I saved it because I feel like you guys are... I'm just going to put down the microphone and let you guys riff for a couple minutes. Too fat to transition.
Oh, my God, dude. Can't be real.
I'm going to need a whiteboard for that.
Yeah. What?
Too fat, like they can't go under anesthesia at this point because they will die, probably.
Holy shit, dude. Fat to transition.
If it's a female to male, maybe they can't cut it off with the titty off.
Oh, boy. Boy. That's a lot of tit meat. Is that what you're saying? Just a lot of tit meat in that jar. I'm going to need an extra shovel for the tit meat.
I feel like you need to fucking play the episode right now, I guess.
This is the end of the world here. Yeah, the Dr. Pimple Popper, that's a huge one. Yeah, I don't understand people that can watch that shit all day.
She just like started as a fucking Instagram channel.
Oh, I know. But now everybody watches it and they fucking love it. It was always on in the gym. And finally, one time I just walked up to the counter at Gold's and I go, I'm trying to fucking run like 5 miles here. Can you turn this shit off? I don't want to see it. And they were like, oh, well, and I was like, it's gross as shit. And then it's not blurred out. That and Botched. Botched is always on at the gym for some reason. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to see somebody's fucked up nose surgery or tit job. Like, I don't need to see that in my life.
And who agrees to, I mean, I guess the game is they'll pay for you to get your plastic surgery fixed if you come on the show and let the world see how fucked up it is. That's correct. The only way anybody would do it, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yep. God damn it, man.
This is America right now. And then you have the rest of these fucks. I'll read off the rest of these names. John Hoven also voted for this. John Kennedy. Don't know if there's any relation there. Mitch McConnell. Oh, Cocaine Mitch. This fucking dipshit.
Yeah, he always votes for foreign spending.
Just same thing. Just go, hey, take Grassley, go to Benihana's for the lunch.
I think we give them a full-on brick of Colombian marching powder.
And make them split it in a room until they die.
I'm
down for that as well.
Tim Scott did not vote yes, but I think if he was not jockeying for vice president, he would have. Like, I think if he was just sitting there on his own, I agree
based on that debate, because he supported it in the debate and he got fucking killed for it. And I said it on this show. I was like, fuck him for doing that bullshit, supporting Ukraine. Jerry Moron. Oh, no, it's Moran. Sorry about that. That happens. Lisa Murkowski, fucking cunts. And that's not a huge shock there. James Risch, don't know him. Mitt Romney, fuck him. He's done after this, right? He retired?
He's getting the fuck out of there? He's old as shit, too, right? I think he did say he's not running for re-election.
He's not. I think he's 70. He actually looks good for 70s.
He's 76.
No, yeah. He looks fucking incredible. Looks
incredible. But he's...
Well, he's been a billionaire since he was a teenager.
Exactly.
Right?
So. And only drinks milk.
Yeah. No. He's cracking open infant skulls. You open up his fridge at home, and it's just dead infant skulls lined up. He's cracking the top off. I'm just drinking the blood right
if
out of him.
If you're Mormon in Utah, legally, that's milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Mike Rounds is the next one. John Thune.
I don't know.
Mike Rounds.
Well, there's only 100 senators, and I don't even know all of them.
I know. Dan Sullivan is next. John Thune. Tom Tillis. I know that fucker out of North Carolina. I hate all of them, by the way. You and I have met all of these guys in North Carolina. The governor sucks. Our senators suck out there. All of it. I own a house there, so I fucking care. Roger, I love North Carolina. I hate the fucking representatives. Same with Georgia. Next up, Roger Wicker. I had to say that one really definitive there.
Wicca. I think as a matter of fact, he's racist, I think. For a hard R in your name like that?
For a hard R in Wicker.
I don't know, man.
Man, that fucking Wicker voted for this shit.
Wicker Park is something, so that's not.
It is.
It's mostly white there, as I remember. Yeah. It's like a hipster part. It's like, what do you call it? It's like Williamsburg, Brooklyn, but for Chicago, kind of. Yeah. It used to be. I don't know what it is now.
Todd Young is the last one on this list here. Yeah, man. And then the people bitching about this is fucking endless. I'm one of them, by the way. I even responded to this on Twitter, and I was like, fuck all you guys. I mean, literally fuck every single last one of you assholes. I don't get it. And then the last of it is Joe Biden. Just fucking sign an executive order and shut down the goddamn border, dude. Because with this, since this isn't going to pass Congress, why even waste your time with this stupid shit?
It's ceremonial. It's for votes.
God, but who's voting for it?
See, we tried. No. It's not.
But who wants that vote?
No. It is for, so they can publish this, that they voted on it and blah, blah, blah. And then all of the Democratic fucking campaigning that happens over the summer and into the fall before the election, not all of it, but a lot of it is going to be based around the fact, like, we've tried to help our allies and Republicans refuse. It is projection, right? They're trying to cover their ass. They fucked over Afghanistan big time. Mm-hmm. Our actual ally that we had committed to, not Ukraine, who we have nothing to fucking do with except for the fact that we overthrew their government a couple years ago. They fucked that up badly. So now, just like they're doing with the border crisis, oh, this is a Republican problem now. Now they have to fucking run this bill out that they know can't get fucking passed so they can say the Republicans are the ones that let down our allies, not us, even though they just fucking did it. That's how it goes, man.
I understand.
And people are fucking stupid. The average voter is a goddamn idiot, so they'll believe it.
But there's no way the average voter can look at that as a good thing, especially with the inflation numbers today. That came in at 3.1. Now the Fed's not going to cut the rates, more than likely.
Inflation came in at 3.1?
Yeah.
That's normal.
No, 3.1 higher on top of...
Yeah, but that's normal. 3.3% per year is normal. Anywhere between 1.5 and 3 is normal.
You don't want deflation, and you don't want something above that. Mm-hmm. There's a window where you want inflation to be. You don't want it to be zero. You certainly want to be below zero, but you don't want it to be like 10 or...
So prices rose more than expected in January as inflation won't go away. The consumer price index increased 0.3% in January. On a 12-month basis, that came out to 3.1, down from 3.4, but not where they wanted it to be. And stock markets have slid sharply, and then more than likely they're not going to cut rates. So if you're trying to buy a house, good luck.
Or a car.
Good luck. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Holy shit, dude.
Jillian Michaels was on Bill Maher's show the other day, and he's like, oh, the economy's doing fine. Yeah, for rich people, you idiot. Have you tried to like buy anything recently? Mm-hmm. Go buy. She said, what did she say? Go buy some fucking eggs, Bill.
Yeah.
Yep. And see how much it costs, you know?
But if you're that rich, and this is like every celebrity, which is why you should never listen to any of these fucks. When you're that rich, what the fuck do you care? If eggs are double, you don't really give a shit. You don't care what your property taxes are. You don't fucking care. When they care, by the way, is George Clooney. When you're getting immigrants rolling up to Lake Cuomo and you have to stare at these grimy fucks in your backyard, then it's time to move. And he finally, after 20 years, was like, I'm going to the south of France where they're not there yet. And they'll just keep moving around the world to where these dirty, grimy fucks aren't. Until they die, and then they never really have to see it, but then they'll tell you, oh man, it's all fine, everything that's going on is fine. But then privately, they're selling their $20 million mansions.
Yeah. So, yeah, he sold his place in Italy.
Yep.
On Como.
Sure did.
Which is like, to be honest, Lake Como is the most sought after real estate on earth. Yep. So far as I know.
Used to be.
And the fact that he sold that and went to France is, it tells you, remember the story we did 6 months ago about all those illegals coming in through that small island outside of Italy, that are eventually, because Italy owns that, they have to fucking, by EU mandate, ship all those fuckers up to the mainland Italy.
Yeah. And he's out of there. He's like, I can't take this anymore. Yeah. I've got to go and be rich again, and then tell everybody what to do. As long as I don't have to see it, as long as it's not here in my backyard, I don't really give a fuck. Which seems to be what everybody's trying to do on this. Even everybody who's moved from California to here, and they're still voting for the same policies and everything else. I'm like, what's the end game? That you're just going to hopscotch across America until it's all a dystopian nightmare, and then you got nowhere else to go?
Well, they treat their civil liberties the same way that early Americans treated the American buffalo. They hunt that motherfucker to extinction until there's nothing left, right?
But then what?
Then they'll fucking deal with it, I guess. Like, this is the, when economics are downstream of politics, this is what happens, right? Like, politics should be downstream of economics. Here is the math that makes sense for our country, and our political effort is going to reflect that. Both foreign and domestic policies are going to reflect that. No, we have political agendas, and then downstream of that is our economic policy, and that's over $32 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And we're going to be $50 trillion in debt in 10 years.
Oh, yeah, easily. So, easily, dude.
Good luck, assholes.
D'Anthony, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, firstform.com/drinkingbros. Come on now. Talking about those micro factors, dog. Took them right before I went on air today. It was not on the Ross Patterson Revolution desk, my box. It sits on the Drinking Bros set. And I take them over here. I take my vitamins over here. Look, I used to buy the jars of shit, have them, you know, lined up on the medicine cabinet, on the counters, all that other stuff. Sometimes you run out of one, forget to buy it, blah, blah, blah. This takes the worry out of all of that and just puts the pills in one clean plastic pouch. Rip it open, pop it in your mouth. You don't have to think about it the rest of the day.
In your mouth.
In your mouth. They do not work rectally.
Well.
Did you talk to Andy about it? Do they? Andy Frisella, did you talk to him?
Yeah, I mean, I keep texting him, but when I'm at night, when I'm super high.
Right.
And it's mostly I'm just sending voice memos, laughing and saying, hey, can you put these in your butt? But I don't know if I've actually mentioned the product by name yet.
Okay.
So he probably doesn't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah.
Making sure. You don't want to put these microfactors up your anus, okay? These are orally taken here. What's in them? You got the antioxidants, the CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, probiotics, everything you need for your hearts, your gut, your mind. To be running it at max level every single day over there. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Free shipping on orders over $75 over there. It's a big boy savings, especially if you're perusing the rest of their website, getting energy drinks, which in my opinion are the best that are out in the world these days. And I love those protein sticks as well, those breakfast sausages. Get them, dude. Great way to start your morning over there. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. Grab your micro factors and grab something else from the catalog there. Free shipping on orders over $75. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code drinkingbros doubles that first deposits all the way up to $1,000. Ooh, sorry, man. We took you to the cleaners this weekend, my bookie. Man, we won a lot of money. Except for Delco. Delco was the only one to go against the grain there and pick the 49ers. But the rest of us, man, big wins up and down the board there. Sorry, my bookie. Sorry about it. But football season's over now. We got to move on to the next event because you know I can't feel alive inside unless I have some sporting event on in the backgrounds with money on it just to feel alive inside. This weekend is UFC 298. Volk is fighting. Let's go, dude. Pay-per-view, this one. Is this the first pay-per-view of the year, Delco? Do we know?
Second
one? All right. So it's time to put your money where your mouth is at MyBookie. Sign up now. For a host of boosted bets and exclusive money bag props that lets you grab A-tier fighters at incredible odds, UFC 298 is the perfect opportunity to cash in on your fight knowledge at mybookie.com. And with the featherweight strap on the line in Saturday night's main events, you can stream and bet on it live right from the sportsbook, giving you the advantage until the final bell rings. Cash out and win or let it ride with MyBookie, baby. If you're looking for a little excitement before the fights begin, experience the thrill of MyBookie's brand new and improved casino floor featuring over 500 new games and progressive jackpots waiting to be won. Bet and play absolutely anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit.
This is a good card.
Who else is on there?
So Volk is fighting Topuria for the featherweight title. Down at the end, I think the next to last main card is Mirab versus Cejudo.
Oh, shit.
Which would be like, maybe that'll be for the number one contender and bantamweight. We'll see. I think Sterling's still in that spot right now, but who knows with Dana and how he's going to line those up. So that's a big fight. Ian Gary's fighting Jeff Neal. Robert Whitaker's fighting Paulo Costa. I mean, it's a good card.
Okay.
A lot of good fights on here.
I'm in. Let's rock, dude. Next up, we got HVMN.com/drinking bros talking about that ketone IQ. Man, I think I got caught on camera today drinking one right before or as we were going on air. I have one of these things before we start every single show. It's great, man. It's just a nice, clean shot of energy. That's the best way to describe it. It's like brain fuel, keeps you locked in, focused. I drink a shot of it before podcast, before I'm writing, all kinds of stuff, man. I love it. Huge fan of these guys. I have one shot every single day. So I'm on a subscription. Just gets sent right to the office. That's what these orange boxes are, by the way, on our desk. If you're watching on Patreon, Drinker Bros Podcast, Patreon or YouTube or whatever, that's what these things are. And then I just take a shot of them. Also, you can get them in a bottle and then just pour a cap of it and you're good to go. When is it used? Well, just take a shot whenever you need to re-energize. The brand name is HVMN, which stands for Health Via Modern Nutrition. Note, though, they're not a keto product. 60% of the Tour de France uses it. A bunch of the military uses it. They get a shit ton of money from the DOD for this. And I understand why, man. You were locked the fuck in for like 3 to 4 hours on this. Feel great on it. There's no sugar or caffeine, so you're not having those weird crashes in the middle of the afternoon when you get the shakes and thinking about punching out your coworker. You don't have it. So you can buy it online at hvmn.com/drinking bros and subscribe like I do to get 30% off there at checkout. Or if you have a Sprouts near you, they're in every single Sprouts across the nation right now. So just pop on in and grab them there. Speaking about being in stores, last but not least, we got a hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby. 8% seltzer, no carbs, no sugars, no gluten. If you give a fuck about that, we're live in Texas, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio right now. Go to hardafseltzer.com, click on that store locator, type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest location nearest you over there. We're in every single Total Wine's pretty much in the South, in Texas and Florida and Wilmington, North Carolina, when that Total Wine's there. We're in the HEBs here in Texas. We're in all the Piggly Wigglies in Alabama, including that one out by Birmingham, and a ton of bars and restaurants. So if you're in Columbus, Ohio, Standard Hall down there, Urban Meyer's Pint House out in Dublin, Short North Pint House down there has got you covered. Tuscaloosa, down to that Rama Jamma, Corks and Tops on campus. Spring game is around the corner here coming up. We're live on the campuses of Ohio State, Alabama, Auburn down there at Tiger Liquors, and then UCF's campus as well. Grab a 12-pack, support us, and support the show. Now, if you go to the store locator and type in your city or zip, and you're saying, hey, Ross, it's not close enough for me, or I live in a different state, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. It's just kind of pricey, but whatever, man, it's worth it. Support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today, or just buy a 12-pack at your local grocery store. Good luck. I'm out of fucking, I'm out of answers on all this fucking shit. Like, I hate all these goddamn people. All 22 of these fucking people. Just what is it? Is it a trebuchet anymore? Do you want them to all kind of see what's going to happen before you chuck them off a boat? Because a part of me too is like maybe like a, I don't know, 50 pounds of cement in a bag, in a wet bag, and you chuck them all in the ocean together. Because I do want to hear a group scream at one point. Like, I want to hear 22 people scream at one point, right as you're pushing them off the boat into the ocean there, as they sink to the bottom there. What is it? What's the dream on that?
I don't know.
Maybe doesn't do it.
Maybe we're making a soup. We're just going to put them all in a little cauldron or something and extract all the flavor out and then throw them out.
How long would it take? We did the tart and feather thing the other day, which I love.
Yeah.
I'll bring that back for these 22, but also a soup because... Would you, if you kind of put it on a slow boil and just turn it up slowly throughout the day, I don't think you would die immediately, right?
No, it's like the frog thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The boiling frog metaphor. I don't know, man. I don't know. I know exactly how much flavor are we trying to get out of these people. So it used to be the case, and this was true for a long time, and the left is still trying to run on this, but it's not true anymore, that illegal immigration was a fiscal boon to the country to the tune of something like $200 billion a year, right? Because they were putting money, the main difference from then until now was they were putting money into programs, social programs like Social Security and unemployment insurance and shit like that, that they would never have access to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now all these states are allowing them to have that, and the federal government are allowing them to have access to that. So they're a drain on our economy again. Like whatever offset they have or offset they create by providing cheap labor is being gobbled up by them, emergency rooms and the impact that has on, because they don't have health insurance. None of them do. So anytime anything happens, they have to go to the emergency room, right? This mm-hmm. is like pre-Obamacare bullshit. So it drives those costs up. Now they're dipping into unemployment insurance and Social Security and WIC and all these other programs that they're technically not supposed to be entitled to, but they are getting them. And instead of moving here and building a life to get away from whatever shithole they came from, now they're coming here temporarily and taking all the money back with them to their home country because the inflation rate is so high here and our money is more valuable there than it is than their currency is, right?
Yeah.
So they've only started to extract wealth from the country now. So it's not true anymore that illegal immigration especially is a net positive for the United States. It's just not true.
Yeah, I mean, as this continues to go on, there's only one way to do it, and it's to shut this all down for mm-hmm. a good 10 years. I don't know what's happened. What's that picture you got there, Bob?
Trebuchet.
No, this is a
multi-person launcher.
This is a ballista, actually.
Mm. Siege weapon.
Yeah, so it's basically a giant crossbow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, it's like what they used to kill the dragons in Game of Thrones the last season.
Zoom in there. So where's the – what's killing you
the
on
bolt
this thing?
Goes in that little channel in the middle there.
Oh, got it. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Pull back. I think it would be more violent because, I mean, the trebuchet, obviously the landing hurts and would kill you. But it's kind of
the trebuchet wasn't meant to throw people, bud.
It was meant to throw big ass
rocks into the side of castles and shit.
So says you.
If you get thrown out of the trebuchet, it's kind of like, whee! Until the hit,
until
right?
the impact.
Until the end,
whereas
yeah.
this is just pure terror the entire time.
Yeah, but you're not shooting people out of that either. You're shooting a giant bolt.
You have to see that bolt coming at you. I'm with you, Bob.
I feel like it would be easy to dodge, though. I mean, how fast could that thing possibly be?
No. You strap them in. You strap them in. Dude.
I'm sorry, what?
You put the person into it.
That it'll rip them to pieces immediately. That's not. There's no point in that.
Oh, I yeah. thought you're Maybe shooting you, an arrow through their chest, like
oh, that's
from
that
a close range. No, this look at how
they're
it's angled,
tied
though.
Down.
This is a fucking long distance area weapon. Basically a mortar.
But that's also what I want to see. Like, I want there to be some distance where you see the look in their eye. They can see the fucking arrow coming at them, the bolt or whatever we're calling it.
Yeah.
And then you know that's going to go right through the center of your body.
If you duct taped them to like a fucking wall or something.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And especially if it takes four or five shots to get them.
Yes.
That's even better. Like, the first one lands way short and they're like, oh, fuck. Dude.
Yeah. This is coming.
Like, it hits the ground and just kicks up. Dust and spall in their face. They're like, oh man, that thing's going. The good news is, if it hit you, you'd probably die instantly, right? If it's center mass.
Right. But as a producer of this, because I want to see this on pay per view, obviously, I would tell the guys to miss 4 to 6, like right off the bat.
Yeah.
So each time you're seeing the horror and terror in their eyes of all 22 Republican senators who voted for this bullshit. And then we're like, oh my God, is the next one going to get me because the first 4 to 6 didn't? Man, would that ramp up the tension? It would be awesome.
Well, what happens though if it hits the wall and knocks the wall loose and they get loose? Now you're trying to like figure out, and you're trying to shoot them on the run, or how does that work?
Well, at that point, I think you send in a battalion of winged hussars.
What's that?
To just cut them down.
What's a hussar?
You guys have been playing like Settlers of Catan too much. You're learning all this stupid game bullshit.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Come on, the Polish hussars.
No.
I saved Vienna from the Turks.
From the sausages? Looks like a joust.
Yeah, you just go, these guys just run
down. Could have just said a jousting stick.
Well,
Christ
I mean,
sakes.
No, you want to collect the dude back up and put him back up on the wall. I don't think
yeah.
you
wanted to.
You don't want to just give him a fucking regular death after
no,
all that.
No, I want to see that terror and look in their eyes for 4 to 6 misses, and then boom. That's where I live at. And I think I would like it to be scored, too, live. So
it would be scored to I'm a Real American because that's the new national anthem.
But I want to hear it in strings.
You know what we didn't do is play out the fucking show in that yesterday because you guys are bad at your jobs.
Yeah, we definitely need to play that today. But I want to hear it in strings. Actually, look for a string version of I'm a Real American.
I have the Hulk
video. Yeah, that's we've all heard that.
Is there a string version with violins and cellos for "I Am a Real American"? If not, that needs to happen ASAP.
Like a core or an orchestra,
yeah,
version,
like a philharmonic of some sorts, playing that fucking thing. It would be the best. And if not, I'm sure we could AI this.
I mean, there's a fucking metal version.
This is either AI or Hulk is actually conducting the symphony here.
Well,
no free ads for the Wall Street Journal.
Fuck the Wall Street Journal. We're not putting that up, dude. But I do want to see why Hulk is conducting an orchestra.
Because it's his goddamn song.
Oh, no. But here, this might be the orchestral version.
Oh, it's definitely not.
Yeah, symphonic version. There we go. Turn that down a tad. There you go.
Oh, that's
fuck
like,
yes.
That's
dude.
Like MIDI, though.
It's building. This is exactly what I'm talking about, dude. Fire! Boom. Grassley's getting fucking nuked. Fire! Mitt Romney, dude, fucking full bolt right through the heart, dude, all stretched up and taped up.
And then when you get it dialed in on the last bolt that gets fired, Hulk's on it.
Yeah.
He's riding it like, what's his name?
Just
from
tearing off the shirt. And then just giving the shout-outs, dude, the call-out to the crowds. Fuck you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Because it's got a hint of medieval in it, too, with the weapon you're using. Damn it. Do you eat your vitamins every day, brother? You should. And all these senators who don't give a shit about America need to die, and they need to die right now, brother. It'd be great if he fucking narrated over this, too. Holy shit, dude. I'm bricked the fuck up. I'm gonna have to sit behind this desk for an extra 20 before you guys leave so you don't see this erection I have right now. God damn it, it'd be a great way to see these people murdered. Holy shit, dude. Even this picture, show that picture one more time to the audience. Look at that, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's America right there.
For real, if the last shot was Hulk riding that bolt in, like Slim Pickens and Dr. Strangelove or some shit, just waving his fucking feather boa around and shit, then he jumps off at the last second. Yells the N-word.
Yeah, obviously 13 times.
He does a superhero landing with his fist into the ground. That's better than whatever I've seen in Congress lately. Tell you that.
Shit, dude. All right, good to go on that. If you think it's on the internet.
There was a metal version too. Just put in "I'm a Real American" cover and see what pops up.
They got a fucking metal version of this too?
I don't know. It's probably not any good, but I think we should give it a go
here today. I've got murder on my mind today. By the way, Homeboy has still not been convicted for that.
Yeah, it's because he was innocent. It was a dream he had.
They're doing a retrial right now, I think. Him and who's the other one? Young Thug out of Atlanta. They can't get any of these fucking jury members to stick.
I've got a Freddie Mercury AI cover of "I Am a Real American."
Oh, shit. Well,
this one was on Headbangers Ball, but it
I got Hairbangers Ball Real American as well.
Do Freddie Mercury first, because I've already got a boner. I let me maintain the boner. Play that one first.
Old one. Copyright.
I am a real American.
Come on. Come on, dude.
Rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Fuck yeah, dude. Freddie should have done this. He loves anthems. He loves stadium anthems. That's all he did.
But he's like British Indian, so I don't know if it would have made a lot of sense.
You gotta take a stand, little hell to hide.
Freddie would have sang this better, by the way. Yeah. But but you get the gist. Let's turn that back up real quick. That fucking.
I gotta be the man. I can't think it's live.
All right, go ahead and kill it. No, the real Freddie would have torched this, but at least you have the idea. Yeah, at least I knew the idea of it. I knew what they were going for.
I don't even think that was AI. I think that was just some dude in his garage.
Could be, man. Is there a metal version of that too? What's this?
This is Hairbanger's Ball.
Holy shit!
Fight for the rights of
this like Steel Panther?
That guy's name is Mick Jagger.
do you know
some cover band? No, I just looked it up. Okay. I mean, the only thing left to do after the end of the song is stab somebody with the flag.
That's it. That's it. I mean, they're just showing inserts of a nail being hammered through a board.
What's more American than that?
It's the worst stock footage in this, too.
Yeah, that's not great. But the song is great.
The song is great. The song is great.
All right, you cut that. Did you hear the story that Taylor Swift had Kanye kicked out of the Super Bowl?
So
I don't know if I believe that. Brandon Marshall said it, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I believe that. I couldn't verify it. So suites were very, very expensive, obviously, for the Super Bowl. They were going for roughly $1 to $2 million a piece, mm-hmm. depending upon
Kanye
where
can
you were.
It. He's a billionaire.
Well, so here's what allegedly he did. Allegedly, he bought the row in front of the suites. So that way, whenever they cut to him, you'd be forced to show his head with Taylor Swift in the suites there. And then allegedly she had this kiboshed by the NFL and everybody else. And I don't really buy this story, to be honest with you.
Here she is asking.
Goodell,
get that guy out of here.
By the way, was that at the Super Bowl? Right,
yeah, there? This was they were talking before the game.
It's so funny. That's the power she has, Bob. She's talking directly to the NFL commissioner.
Don't have to tell me that.
Crazy.
I know Kanye is crazy and shit, but
I don't buy that story.
Why he's wearing like a fucking full on masked up suit with a crucifix on the front of his face?
Could be anybody.
What's that about? I mean, why are he and his girlfriend wearing trash bags and shit?
Well, the girlfriend is not allowed to wear real clothing, I guess. This is a rumor, but we also don't know that that's confirmed.
Why is she a Muslim?
Have you seen the opposite. I don't think you've ever seen it. We can show this on Patreon.
I don't even know who this person is.
Oh, wait,
see. I don't care.
No, you'll care. Bob, pull up the tank top pic. It was
I'm sure she's like, looks exactly like him.
She does, but to make her wear this shit out in public, unless this is her choice, which would be insane to me, is the craziest shit of all time.
I mean, which one do you want?
I know that it's endless. Like it's.
I mean, and he definitely
endless.
Like makes her wear these.
I don't know. Look at him. He's wearing fucking shoulder pads for Christ's sake.
So he looks sweet.
Not like a suit in the 1990s. Shoulder pads, like actual football shoulder pads.
I mean, she's in a nylon condom
or a tire. It looks like a tire.
No, look
her
at her arms. It's all inside. She cannot take her arms outside.
That's great.
Christ,
that's great. Show Dan the nude ones here that are close to.
Just type
in tank top. I mean, it's been everywhere.
Here's where she was basically wearing.
Give me the fucking. God damn it.
There's one where she's like only wearing a poncho.
Correct. That's what we want to see here. I mean, those photos have been everywhere. Just go to his Instagram. Just go to Kanye's Instagram, dude. There you go. Yeah, you can show that. Right? Yes. Yeah, go ahead. You can pop that up on screen. There you go, Dan. Right there. So that's it. That's the outfit.
Yeah, but in this one, he's wearing a cape and a fucking helmet or some shit. So I don't think it's like that. I don't think it's Al Qaeda stuff.
No. It's not that.
He's the fucking.
It's the opposite. I mean, she's buck naked everywhere she goes, and she has the hugest tits of all time.
It's like going to an ABC party.
Every single day.
What's an ABC party?
Anything but clothes.
Yep. Mm.
I don't know. I would never attend something like that.
Really?
That shit's annoying to me.
The hacky sack tournaments are fun when they do that, you know, buck naked. See them dick and balls slap up against your abdomen while you're trying to hack it up with your buddies.
In that.
Not a big hacky sack guy?
Not a big dick and balls guy.
Maybe you should be. But man, Bob, I can't leave here today without seeing that tank top photo. I really can't because I don't know how the tits stayed in it. Like there's got to be some magical glue or tape or something. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, they all use
one of these two, or
no? It's a real tank top. It's just a real fucking, but it's super thin. Go to his Instagram. Go to Kanye's Instagram these days. It's a real fun follow, by the way. Oh, yeah. That one's fun, too. This one, Bob, because he just made her wear a pillow out in public with no clothes.
She does have a bodysuit on.
So you can't see her pussy in that?
Yeah, yeah, but otherwise.
Her arms.
He made her carry around a pillow.
Which could be comfortable, I guess, you know, if you're doing it in the name of fashion.
I like his hoodie.
Where is it? Let's see it.
Oh, it's sleeveless.
He's basically just a walking billboard for his fashion company, which I don't mind. You're going to have
Is anybody buying this stupid shit?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, there we go. Boom. This was out in public the other day.
Oh, that's weird.
Isn't it wild? And like everybody's staring at,
I guess her only real talent is having fake tits, so.
Those aren't fake.
They're definitely
Those fake. Are naturals, no, dude. Those are mature naturals.
Those are not natural.
Yes,
tits.
They are.
Absolutely not, dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
There's a nice hang to it. That's a mature natural.
Yeah, if they're done correctly, that's the way they look.
Ah, there's no way. Yeah. Even with a hang like that, I've never seen a hang like that on mature naturals, dude. Shout out to the A-Cup Angels as well out there. There was one on The Bachelor last night I was watching. Shout out to them. And who's the DJ? Like, I mean, yes, this is a fucking blast. If this is your world every day.
Maybe it's Hulk. He's a DJ.
Well, did you see who he married?
Hulk Hogan?
Smoke show. Bring up Hulk Hogan's new wife. Good for him, dude. Good for the Hulkster. I'm supposed to do an interview. I got to fucking call him. When do you want to go to Tampa again is the problem.
We missed the Rumble.
I know we missed the Rumble. Dan was in a SHOT Show. But yeah, Hulkster just marrying the same iteration of woman, just younger every 10 years. You know? Yeah, there you go. Boy.
All right. Well.
Look at that. That's a fun time. It's a fun time for the Hulkster. He deserves it, dude. He deserves it. He's had a hard life. He deserves this. He deserves to have some fun.
You got to clean up those biceps.
Him?
Yeah.
Dude, he's fucking 70. What are you supposed to do at that age? You know? Switch to sleeves?
Just extra skin. You can remove that.
You can't remove extra skin.
Yeah, you
got to tighten it off. You slice the back, pull it.
No.
Stitch it back up.
What happens if he starts doing PRs again, dude, and goes on the juice?
Then the skin stretches.
It gets tighter.
Just like it did
before. All right. I say let him be. I think he looks great for his age.
He does look good. Christ. I'm just saying, just clean up those biceps.
Boy, that's a big ask out of you. You know, we could all wish to look like this at his age. What's Hulkster coming in at? What's his fucking age these days? I'm going to say 71.
He's 70.
Look at that. Look at that, brah. But yeah, good for him. And he's sharp and he's with it. The interviews he's been doing recently, he sounds good. Ric Flair, on the other hand, boy. Look, we all know my love of Ric Flair, okay? I've never been afraid to hide it on this show. But I think it's time he passes on in this life.
Well, maybe he can put John Cornyn in a figure four leg lock and then go out together.
That'd be great.
Figure four leg lock all the way to heaven, man.
Yeah. And I'm saying this out of love, but like he's starting to get too sloppy out in public where it's just like, bro, I can't. Let's go on a championship level. When he had that heart attack, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago? He would have died a legend. So, you know, that probably would have been the proper way to go out. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying there.
He's definitely in those documents with Vince, right?
Shitting on people's heads. I don't know.
He almost certainly is.
Yeah. Is there going to be a discovery period for that? And how much money is The Rock paying to make sure it doesn't come out?
I don't think The Rock's involved in it.
The Rock is almost certainly involved.
You think The Rock was shitting on people?
I think you don't think this whole announcement of The Rock coming back for WrestleMania is to distract from the Vince McMahon stuff?
No, I do.
Dude, The Rock.
I don't, but that's why I'm saying I don't think The Rock was involved.
The Rock was a heel. He did all kinds of like un-PC stuff. He was like a crazy, he was hilarious, like a crazy guy, but he was definitely doing fucked up shit behind the scenes. Also, you got to remember, all these guys were on the gas, so their brains were broken.
Mm-hmm.
So they had different weird appetites and for everything.
So you're saying he shit on somebody because like
he did something with some weird
steroids
shit with
make you shit on people? Is that what we're saying here?
There's got to be something weird with The Rock, right?
They give you angrier tastes, like Brock Lesnar.
He just hasn't been married, really. His ex-wife is his lawyer or something, or his
manager. It is, yeah. So his the first wife was his lawyer. They got divorced because I guess he hooked up with this other girl who he's now with, and they have a kid together and all that other shit. And then her brother is the one that trains him. Her other brother is the one that's like his, I don't know, food person or whatever the fuck it is. There's 12 people between that family that all do shit for The Rock, and it all stayed consistent even after the divorce. You never heard about the divorce. He never did anything. He got remarried. Everything still continues on, and all those people are still on the payroll working for The Rock. So whatever the fucking deal was, everybody got paid from it and is still there. So
who knows? There's something weird with him.
Probably. Probably. So
you know who I think might be totally clean though?
Who's that?
Who like I weirdly is Stone Cold.
I could see
he was
that.
Married the whole time to another performer.
Yeah, I could see him like not having done that much weird.
I don't really think
that
it's a weird take though. I think Stone Cold's just, you know, basic American dude.
I would have said the opposite actually. I would have said Stone Cold would have been in on it.
Why?
If you're partying that much and you're drinking, like, he's one of those guys where everybody wants to chuck him a beer and fucking do the things, right? And that was the same way with Ric Flair.
This is Stone Cold off camera.
Is it really? Just a man of culture drinking a wine there? Yeah. I love it.
Just a redneck.
I love it. We know, Dan and I know somebody that worked with him, and they said the same thing, that he's just a lovely, normal person.
And by the way, not that thirsty for fame.
No.
Didn't try to go into movie. I mean, he was in some movies.
He had a couple movies.
Yeah, but he wasn't chasing it. You know, he was kind of content to just...
This is how white man runs the ball.
Yeah.
That was fucking funny shit. I laughed so hard when I heard that. It's like, you're not the first one, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he was before C-Mac, I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, did you see Travis Kelce is producing a movie?
No.
Financed by... Joe Biden's green energy tax credit program.
Come on, dude. What is it? Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What do we got there?
My Dead Friend Zoe is the name of the film, and it's being financed by renewable energy tax credits.
What's his story in real life? I would have said he was super right before all this shit happened.
I think Jason probably is.
Yes, right?
But it's like, I don't know if this is just... I don't know if this is just a program he's using or something like that. I don't know. But if you marry it with all the other stuff he's done, it does seem like he's kind of a twat. Or at worst, or at best, just amoral and doesn't care. But I would say the same thing about most celebrities, to be honest. I mean,
or a bozo.
He and Patrick Mahomes have this. They're doing a commercial for, what was it, Taco Bell or some shit? Or KFC or something. It's like, let's do commercials for poison that you can put into your body.
Yeah.
I don't think Travis is very smart.
No, definitely not.
No.
He's like yelling Viva Las Vegas, and you could see Taylor's face. She's like, oh, my kids are going to be retarded.
It is funny like that people are like, he's not on my side anymore. Like, what eloquent things was he going to say for you that he's now not?
Oh, yeah. He's not going to be able to scream Viva Las Vegas.
No, best case scenario is going to be another Sean Strickland, right?
Right, yeah.
Yes.
So this is actually premiering at South By in a month.
Is it really?
Yeah, let's go.
Is this a black military movie is what I'm reading here?
No, it's a dark comedy.
It's a war comedy.
Ed Harris,
comedy drama.
Morgan Freeman are in it.
Yeah, it says, engaged in a mysterious relationship with her dead best friend from the army, a female Afghanistan veteran comes head-to-head with her Vietnam vet grandfather at the family's ancestral lake house. That's a lot.
What's an ancestral lake house?
I don't know, but if that's your one-liner,
how long could a lake house have been in the family?
Oh, I've been to one of those.
That it's ancestral.
Yeah, I've been to an ancestral lake house.
Yeah,
how many generations?
Three.
I think it was like four.
I've been to one that's
if
three.
If it's not four,
one.
Then it's not ancestral. Three. That's your grandfather.
That's it. Yeah, that's just grandpa's. That's just grandpa's house.
Grandfather, yeah. Dad, you.
If it's great grandfather, then I'll that's still on the line.
So
but four minimum.
Four is where you draw the line there?
Yeah. Yep.
50 years, I think you're good on that.
I think ancestral blend in food is five, but four is enough. That's 100 years.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
And a lot of these lakes, didn't even have houses on them 100 years ago.
Yeah, that's fair true. Enough. It's certainly not owned by black people.
No.
If that's
no.
what this is. I don't know who the... Is Morgan Freeman the fucking... Or Morgan Freeman or Ed Harris? It's,
yeah, one of those two.
Because the star is Natalie Morales, and she's a Mohican, so I don't know.
I think actually it's Seneca Green Martin, or Martin Green. One of them is Zoe, I guess.
I don't know who that is.
Let's see. Natalie Morales is Zoe.
So she's the dead one.
Mohican, right?
Probably. It looks. I'm looking at the skin tone here, probably.
Seneca Martin Green is in stuff you've seen, probably. She was in The Walking Dead for a long time. She was the black chick with the short hair.
Natalie Morales was in Parks and Rec. She played fucking, what's his name? The Indian kid's girlfriend for a couple seasons. She's a good actress.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who that is.
I've never seen her in a movie before, but she was good on that show.
Me neither. She's got...
maybe it's good. I mean, that is a weird-ass fucking premise for a show. She's dating... It's a movie. She's dating her dead-ass... Like, she's dating a ghost?
It's a bloody backpack on the poster.
Hold on. Engaged with her dead best friend from the Army. So she's dating a ghost. I wonder if the Vietnam vet grandfather is also a ghost.
Well, here's the thing. Is the grandfather the Vietnam vet
being Ed
played by Ed Harris?
Yeah, because he's just Dale. And then Morgan Freeman's character is Dr. Cole. He's probably her psychiatrist or some shit.
Because if you're getting into granddaughters there, it's probably a bad idea to cast Morgan Freeman as a grandfather these days.
Well, it's, yeah. I mean,
he's married to his own granddaughter.
Well,
so.
Not literally.
Yeah. His step-granddaughter.
Step.
Boy.
Look, they created the rules. He's just playing by them.
Wait a minute. Rich Paul's in this.
It's not the same Rich Paul. I know. I saw that as well, and I was like, oh, LeBron's agent is starring in this? Of course he is. No, it's not him. Different guy, but you probably wouldn't change that name, brah, for IMDb. I won't be seeing this either way, so I don't really give a shit. But, good for Travis Kelce. You know what I'm saying? He's really out there. Any brand that you hate, you pay Travis Kelce a good amount of money for it. He'll do it.
I don't. Yeah, that's true. I don't think it's helping them. I don't think one person got fucking another Pfizer shot because Travis Kelce did a commercial.
You
for them.
Never know.
I don't. There's no way.
You never know.
Not one prayer. People that are that stupid already had the fucking vaccine in the first place. Like you guys.
I got 12 more.
You have to.
Thanks to Travis.
You got to get 12 more. True. Yeah. Trying to get 12 more. What was it? Howard Stern got 6 and then got COVID about 6 weeks ago.
One for every month.
Yeah, you got it's. There's a Valentine's Day special tomorrow. That's up around town. If you want to take advantage of that, let's get to the drinking bro of the week, shall we? So the site's up and running again. We're rocking here.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's go. So I got a couple here. One was in studio, had to leave, and then just so you guys know, on drinkingbros.com. Merch is all stocked up. Told you that at the top of the show. Drinking Bro of the Week submissions are on there. That comes right to our inbox, and we will read them live on air here. Also, we would love to have you in the studio. So if you're in the Austin area, you can come out and give it out live on air. The one from the submissions here from drinkingbros.com is Huey Longboat, Mississippi. That's what his name is. He's been listening for 7+ years. To you fucking gay lords. He's talking about me and you on that one. Mick Gapey Butthole.
Oh, he's Irish.
Is who he's
I given. Think Gapey McButthole would be the better name. You fucked up, dude.
Says long live Charlie Murphy and fuck you guys' couch, dude. I just wanted to see if this thing works. It does work.
So he's just trying to throw in every possible reference to every comedy for the last 50 years.
Good. That's fine.
Well, there is. It could be someone from the County Gape in Ireland.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. And then in studio-wise, we had Matt Correa here, friend of the show, lives right up the street here. He brought in some of these coins. I wish we could zoom in on these. But,
well, on one side, it's FDR.
Yep.
And it says, both feet on the ground and wheels we trust. And then the date is 1969. And then on the other side, it has the D's colors don't run wheelchair.
Yep. And it's in gold and silver. It's in gold and silver here. I wonder if we should give these out. I'm going to call Ryan Mills after the show, our rep and... Texas. We have another live tasting this Friday in, at a Total Wines in Dallas. Maybe we should give out some of the merch that we're testing out and some coins and stuff like that, because we do have these fun hats. Like, we always get a test sample of these before they go out to the public. So maybe Ryan will stop down and we'll give these out. Dan and I will sign these and give these out at that tasting in Total Wine this Friday night.
I'll get you the address and all that stuff. Well, I'm not going to be here, but...
It's in Dallas. I'm not going to be here. Yeah. I got to coach soccer and fucking basketball are overlapping now. So I'm all in on that world. And baseball is getting started here in a couple months. But maybe Ryan will come down. We can sign these and then give these out at the tasting down there. It's free. It's a free booze tasting at Total Wine in Dallas this Friday night from 4 to 7 p.m. You can go and grab some hard AFs. And then also, shit, we'll do this on Patreon here. Bob, I'm going to text you this photo now that we can announce it, and it's real and in real life now. We'll pop up a pic of this. Boom, boom. All right, Bob, that'll be in your inbox if you can pop that up on screen. Or I texted it to you, sorry.
Yeah, I got it.
Sorry. You can pop that up on screen there, and we'll close out with this today. Because we are happy to announce that a new flavor will be coming out this summer in stores near you.
Technically, I think two new flavors will be coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about by summer.
So, but I can't announce that one yet.
Yeah,
is that the ink isn't dry on that deal. This one's done. The other one I'll tell you once it's out. There it is. Green apple will be live this summer. My God, was it delicious. Mm. We taste all these, obviously, before they go out into the world. Holy shit, this one fucking rocked, dude.
Yeah, it might be the best one now.
God damn.
It was so really good. Fucking good.
I know, man.
What's getting replaced?
Pina colada for right now. Here's why is we want to do... It's not. So I don't want to say replace because it's not true. What we want to do is an all-fruit pack and then an all-tropical pack. So the other flavors we were testing were like kiwi. We also had a really good pomegranate. I mean, there was a million tropical flavors. So I think ultimately we would like to have fruits in one separate variety pack, tropicals in one separate variety pack. And then Dan and I would also love to do teas. So we've been testing out teas recently over here and huge fan of the teas. So that will be coming up this summer. And then the other flavor that you're talking about, Dan, as soon as that deal is done, we'll talk about it on air because it's close. I'm down to like negotiating signs or something stupid on it with the lawyers. Because God forbid they don't get paid more fucking money every goddamn day. But it's a blast, man. So Green Apple, be out this summer. Whew, man, it's one of the greatest goddamn things I've ever tasted in my life. We'll pop that pick up there. Only on Patreon for you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. We're at 8,000 now, dude. So we're getting close to me shutting the fuck up about Spotify forever. iTunes, you're slacking. Just go there, dude. It's at 7,100. Just jack that up to 10,000. We're good. I'll never say it again, okay? For D'Anthony to Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.